You know, last week this community lost a great friend. Kind of in the background, Carol Reed was the one that was behind Ron Kirk's run for mayor, and she was behind the bond election that built the American Airlines Center. But it's one of those people that everybody knew and everybody respected. She had a booming sort of big voice, and she knew how to fill a room. She was just remarkable. She was on the show 4 or 5 years ago, and right before being roasted, and we talked about her career, and I asked her, I said, I think it, she actually worked for Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani.
Well, I go back a whole lot further than that, but Giuliani was like my third presidential race. My first presidential race was Reagan Bush back in the 80s.
Wow.
And I've worked my way down to Dallas politics.
The toughest thing, though, has to be these bond elections. I mean, one thing I learned from my years on the dartboard is that, and I think Ray Hutchison actually taught me this, there's about 40% of the people, 45% of the people who are going to show up to vote against any bond election because they don't want to be taxed.
Well, that's true. I mean, there is a base group. In fact, Ron Kirk used to joke with me about there's, and I won't mention any areas of town, but his comment was they would drive by the polls on a Saturday just to make sure we weren't trying to pull something over on them. I called them the Flat Earth Society. No matter what it was, they said no, you know. So those people are always going to be with you. They're still with us today. But so what you have to do in these campaigns is basically make sure that you get the people out that are more forward-thinking, so to speak.
So what about politicians? I mean, you've worked with politicians all this time. I mean, it's so tough now to be a politician. You are savaged. They go through everything you've ever done, everything you've ever said. It seems like more and more good people are saying, I don't want any part of that.
Well, and that's true, and that's partly why my firm, we've pretty much gotten out of what I call the personality politics. That's the people that you represent. I started, my first job was with Senator John Tower. Those of you that are
wow.
Not millenniums will remember who that is. He was the first Republican, took LBJ's place in the Senate. So
yep.
It was a powerful, that was back when senators actually, we showed them a great deal of respect and it was a big deal to work for one.
He beat Barefoot Sanders.
Absolutely,
I remember that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. So now, more of the bond elections, and you guys are going to raise a lot of money for St. Philip's. Talk a little bit about what they do over there.
Well, St. Philip started out as an Episcopal school in a neighborhood on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can see downtown Dallas from there. If you just cross over the river, you're right there.
Shadows of Fair Park.
It's
I guess,
the
too.
Shadows of Fair Park on the other side of 30, but or on the other side of 45. But for years, they have been working in that area. They've taken out drug houses. They've taken out homes that were places where of prostitution. And we call it the Miracle on Pennsylvania just because it is. It is now a true community center with North Texas Food Bank. They actually have a grocery store there where you come in and you get a cart and you can wheel around and get your groceries. So that's how they serve the community. They have cleared so much land there. We're having huge sports centers. So there's probably about 3,500 kids that are on different teams and different things that St. Philip's sponsors. And then they do 750 Meals on Wheels that they're the impetus for. Children's Healthcare has a site there. So they're doing incredible things in that community. They're more than just a school. Of course, they are a wonderful school.
Yeah, no, they are a wonderful school. It is a lot more than that. So so it's you know the particulars of the Rose? Right?
It's Tuesday night
yeah.
at the Hyatt Regency, and it will be a great deal of fun. Tickets are still available. You can call St. Philip's. It's more than just about me. It's about these kids and that whole community there that's changing lives. It just so happens that I'm not looking forward to it. Let me put it that way.
Well, but you may be providing the money that will grow the next mayor.
Well, that's very true.
Our congressman.
That's very true. Or president.
Yeah.
Or president for
all
that
right,
matter.
So you still enjoy what you're doing?
I love what we do. You know, the company has changed so much. I have both my daughters, as you know, that are my partners in the firm. It used to be Carol Reed Associates. It's now the Reeds. And we have been successful, and so successful, or successful enough, that we basically measure what we do by whether it will have an impact on the community, which is a great to be able to make a living.
To be able to pick and choose.
Well, just make a living doing good. Yeah, you know, how fabulous is that?
Carol Reed of, formerly Carol Reed & Associates, now the Reeds.
That's correct.
Our CEO of the night. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.